Democrats in the Assembly approved a bill to increase the state's minimum wage from $7.25 to $8.50 an hour. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who has championed the measure, calls it a moral imperative.
It is, I keep saying it, a moral issue.
Republicans who lead the state Senate officially oppose the bill, but Silver predicts they will find it hard to maintain that stance in the end. He cites a poll finding more than three-quarters of New Yorkers want the minimum wage increased.
So I would suggest that there's groundswell of support in the Senate. There are going to be the rank-and-file members of the Senate who are going to go to the leadership and suggest to them that the right thing to do, the moral thing to do, is to support increasing the minimum wage.
Senate Republican Majority Leader Dean Skello says the minimum wage increase would be a job killer. He says small businesses would have to pay their workers more and be unable to afford hiring additional employees. Senator Skello's offered statistics that he says show that raising the minimum wage for a family with two entry-level workers would actually cost the family benefits and some tax advantages.
They would have to pay $294 in additional federal payroll tax, $520 in additional federal personal income taxes, $2,200 in additional New York personal income taxes, $1,095 less in federal earned income tax credits that they would receive, and $329 less in New York earned income tax credit.
And Skello says they might lose their eligibility for the state government-funded health care program known as Family Health Plus. The Senate leader also appeared annoyed with Speaker Silver's repeated characterization of the minimum wage hike as a moral issue.
Our focus in terms of a moral imperative is about creating jobs. And if somebody gets a slight bump in income and somebody else loses a job, that person who's lost the job, that's the moral imperative that I'm looking to protect to make sure everybody has jobs and that we grow jobs in New York State.
Skello stopped short, though, of completely ruling out passage of a minimum wage bill in his House.
I'm just telling you that we will not pass the Speaker's bill.
The senator did not answer any more questions on the topic. Speaker Silver says he's willing to listen if the Senate GOP wants to modify his bill. While the Assembly wants the minimum wage raised, Senate Republicans are seeking a package of small business tax cuts. Speaker Silver cast doubt on the fate of that measure, though, saying it could disrupt a precariously balanced state budget.
The state has a balanced budget right now. If we start reducing taxes, we start reducing aid to health care, to education, to businesses, very difficult thing to do.
But Senator Skello says the tax cuts do not have to take effect this fiscal year.
First of all, you have to see how we do it, all right? And part of it was going to be commencing next year.
Both leaders deny that they would trade the issue of new tax cuts for raising the minimum wage and pass both measures as part of an end-of-session deal, though in the past, that's how disagreements have been resolved in Albany. Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has brokered similar deals with the legislature in the past, has adopted a hands-off policy to the current dispute between the two houses. He says while he's leaning toward raising the minimum wage, he believes the differences between the Senate and Assembly are insurmountable. He's acknowledged that the debate over the minimum wage will likely be a part of end-of-the-session talks, but has not listed it as one of his top priorities. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.